This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, January 26th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last Thursday, Boko Haram Muslim militants carried out deadly attacks on Christians in Borno State, Nigeria. The ISIS-affiliated group killed many Christians, abducted 17 girls, set fire to 2 churches, and destroyed 2 homes. Boko Haram has killed tens of thousands of Christians in Nigeria to date. Already this month, Muslims have killed 200 people, burned 5 villages, and displaced 10,000 people in attacks in northwest Nigeria. In John 10, verse 10, Jesus said, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." On Sunday, the U.S. State Department ordered the family members of staffers at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine to leave the country. Meanwhile, the Pentagon put 8,500 troops on higher alert for possible deployment to Europe. All this comes as Russia moves more troops to the border of Ukraine. The U.S. has threatened sanctions if Russia does invade Ukraine. Last week, Austria voted in favor of a universal COVID shot mandate for adults. It's the first of its kind in Europe. The measure carries fines of $4,000 for violators. A new CDC study found that people were better protected against the COVID Delta variant by previous infection than by a COVID shot. The study used data from California and New York from May through November of last year. The study found protection against the Delta variant was highest among people with the COVID shot and a previous infection. People with a previous infection and no shot were the next best protected, followed by people with the shot. 40 Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are calling on the Biden administration to stop tracking federal employees who applied for a religious exemption from the COVID shot mandate. The lawmakers wrote, quote, "From day one, your administration has displayed a consistent attitude of contempt towards Americans who prioritize faith in their lives. Your administration's attempt to use the power of the federal government to single out Americans who object to the COVID-19 vaccine on religious grounds is inexcusable and must be withdrawn," end quote. In a related story, on Tuesday, the Biden administration withdrew its COVID shot mandate for private businesses with over 100 employees after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against it. Starbucks will no longer require employees to get the shot in one of the largest corporate responses to the ruling. Meanwhile, Biden's COVID shot mandate for federal employees is on hold. A judge in Texas ruled the administration cannot require federal employees to get the shot or discipline them for not getting it. Last week, Planned Parenthood dropped its lawsuit against the largest sanctuary city for the unborn. An affiliate of the abortion giant filed a lawsuit against Lubbock, Texas, after the city voted to ban abortions last year. Planned Parenthood gave up on the lawsuit after a federal judge upheld the city's abortion ban. Springtide Research Institute released their 2021 report on Generation Z, or people between 13 and 25 years of age. The report found that many young people are facing stress, but most do not turn to a faith community for help. However, many young people still identify as religious, and those who do identify as religious are more likely to say they are flourishing in life. 38% of young people identify as just Christian or Protestant, 16% as Catholic, 24% as atheist or agnostic, and 22% as other religions. And finally, in God's providence, a 57-year-old Tongan man survived 27 hours at sea after a massive tsunami struck the South Pacific country of Tonga this month. When the tsunami came, it swept Lisala Fulau off of Tonga's island of Atata. Fulau is disabled and cannot even walk.
I felt scared, but my faith in God helped me overcome my fears. When I was in the water, I remember going underwater 8 times, and I tried to get air. The sea kept twirling me and taking me underwater. On the eighth time, I thought, the next time I go underwater, that's it. So I told myself, the next time I come up and I can't handle it, that's it. So the ninth time, I went under and came up and grabbed a log, and that's what kept me going.
He was able to swim nearly 5 miles to Tonga's main island. After the ordeal, Folau said, quote, "And it was the manna of God to me and my family and the church as well as Atata. So unexpected that I survived after being washed away, floating and surviving the dangers I just faced," end quote.
I gave praise and glory to God because it gave me the opportunity to be able to see my family again.
Speaking of those at sea, Psalm 107 verses 28 through 30 says, "Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Then they are glad because they are quiet, so he guides them to their desired haven." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, January 26th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.